video you gave me here in the temple. Have you seen it, or was it brought back to you? You took it? Jayagopal, hast du das Video gestern genommen? Oh, good, yeah, we found it. So, Hare Krishna, I would like to start with our little chanting in chant reform or japa reform. Now, I'm very much aware of the fact that not all of you chant 16 rounds. Some of you have just started chanting. All are interested to start the chanting. In other words, we have different devotees chanting different amounts of rounds, and some of you have given their vows and chant 16 rounds. So what I'm going to speak about today is not numbers of rounds. Want to speak a little bit about chanting rounds at all, and chanting the holy name, something in glorification of the holy name. Think one thing. Maybe I can request Sita to just go over to Gaura Bhavani's office and wenn du diese paar Nektar-Ozean des Heiligen Namens in englischer Sprache organisierst, in englischer Sprache. I think you have maybe seen, but I will say it nevertheless, I have published a book called The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name, and I'm just requesting one devotee to bring copies, so if you like, you can have a copy, your own personal copy. This book was written quite some time back, because I saw the need to inform devotees about the glories of chanting the holy name. A book which is meant to encourage devotees and give them some guidelines how to chant, and also some inspirations. Let us just quickly chant one to start. Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Hare Krishna. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vithaya Bhutale Shumadvati Vanta Swami Niti Nami Namaste Vasakti Vito Vani Swami Niti Vasanya Vishita Adi Sitani. By Krishna's mercy, I have been invited to give many different workshops on the chanting of the holy name, maybe because of the book, which was very well received amongst the Vaishnavas of our movement and also outside. This one I will conduct in a way which is totally new for me. I will make it very interactive. I can also imagine that because this is now a long week, some of us might get a little tired, or let me say, so much information has been given already that we feel something like an information overload. So I will try to make it as interesting as I can imagine for you as a group. I would like to to draw your attention to a quotation which Srila Prabhupada made. He said once like this. Dankeschön, Peter. Sie hätte nur einen Knopf? Ja. Leben? Ja. The Prabhupada was thinking about his movement. Of course, we are opening so many branches all over the world, and I'm very pleased to see this branch. I can't really tell you where the lecture was held, so I don't know what is this branch. Where is this branch? Yes, I'm very pleased. There is a wonderful perspective. Utilize it properly and stick to the principle that Ama Agyai Guru Hana Tara Edesh. The Agya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Agya our Krishna is not different. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself, and when he appeared as Krishna, people misunderstood him. Therefore he has come as a devotee to teach us how to love Krishna. If we go through Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we will chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And then we chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And then rest assured, the full perfection is awaiting you. Thank you very much. Very clear in Srila Prabhupada's preaching, as you study it more and more, that he will always tell you the whole perfection is waiting for you. And he says, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, this is made possible. That although we are not so very special in Kali Yuga, the full perfection of Krishna consciousness is waiting for you if you chant. So I want to go now in an exercise with all of you through the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. I will ask questions to you, and although it will not be possible for me to call upon all of you with these questions, I think it is a wonderful exercise. Please, those who sometimes feel a little shy to maybe speak in public, like Vishaka, you are sometimes a little shy, like me. If I not give a lecture, I'm sometimes a little shy. You can see we want to make some book distribution here, Sita and myself. Then at least think very deeply about this question. My first question to you, all of you, is what actually is happening when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra? What is going on here? Yes, Dio is our highly talented writer. I think you can all write, you are very intelligent, I mean, you can pick up what to write and what not. What is actually happening when we chant? Maybe it helps if you write the question down, so then we can look at it. I know this question is so simple, but so difficult at the same time. Please let us focus our full attention on this question for a moment. Something is going on. Since time immemorial, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra has been chanted, but especially in this age of Kali, it is very much manifest. In other ages, there was the mantra Om Namo Narayanaya. It was a mantra and given liberation, and is therefore called the Taraka mantra, the one which gives liberation. But in this Kali Yuga, it's clearly the Ma mantra according to our Shastras. So as you come in contact with this Ma mantra and chant it, what goes on? It would be nice if you give an authentic answer, in other words, an answer which you have already realized. Please imagine, you sit yourself down, you take your japamala. Now something will go on. Your good name, please. Ajay Prabhu. Your karma gets washed away. That is your experience. Yeah? That is, not experience. It is very important. It's a philosophical point, but it is not Ajay's experience. This is an experience-oriented Japa workshop. So you will get 10 high points in the philosophy, but at this moment you still have 0 points in the realization. Your answer is very good, but we look for something you have experienced. It's very important to separate the two, because this is a workshop, it is not a lecture. You communicate with Krishna. May I ask you, Sandeep Prabhu, how is this? How do you communicate? You talk to Krishna. A very important point. A communication is going on. We will not write these points down. We will just look at the... This point which Sandeep made is extremely important. Sometimes we don't feel like chanting very happily. Or we may not feel even like chanting at all. Do you experience this also? Unfortunately, isn't it? But nevertheless, the communication should remain intact. In other words, you should say something to Krishna. This morning, I'm admittedly a little dull. Hunger and tiredness are my enemies this morning. But so I'm thinking at this morning in my japa, I'm just chanting this to please Krishna. I'm offering my rounds to him as good as I can. It's very important. You are not the enjoyer of your rounds. You are doing this as service to the holy name, which is Krishna. Yes. What else goes on? Goloka. This is actually the Pujari Goloka Prabhu. His name is like Goloka Dan, but he is Goloka Das, and he and his wife, they are our head Pujaris at the moment, so that you know where to give donations to, if you want to give donations to Radha Madan Mohan. Yes? Your experiences, if I chant with this consciousness, please engage me in my service, I'm soon engaged in the service. Yeah, sometimes more than... It's a prayer, in other words. And you chant a prayer. This is going on. Yes, we do it, huh? it helps me to focus as I chant, to focus on Krishna. If I make bring my mind back, very good. Mm-hmm. Aarti, the birthday child. It makes me stronger. Mm-hmm. What is going on while I chant? Yes. What is your name? Anupma. I'm really hungry. Yes. Anupma, yes. Yeah, you develop a taste. Uh-huh. It's ideal. While you chant, all of a sudden, you get into it. Yes. You get into it. Yes. It helps you to remember Krishna. It takes away stress. Yeah, once in Mumbai, the town of stress, I gave a course on stress management for the people in the university. They said this also. Big. I try to meet Krishna. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mataji. Sometimes I get tearful when I chant. Tears are coming. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Wonderful. Sometimes people think it's wrong when you cry. It's good when you cry. Cry. Sandeepji? What? Yeah. Whenever chanting goes on, the remembrance of Krishna's pastimes goes on. Very, very important. The goal of all of our endeavors is really we want to think of Krishna. Now, if the mantra vibrates through our consciousness, it clarifies and prepares the consciousness for memory of Krishna. I have this experience also, especially when you chant extra rounds sometimes. This may not be possible every day. It prepares your mind very much that you think all day of Krishna in a very nice way from Shastra and yes, in any way. What goes on when I chant? Yes, I'm sorry. Can go to Vrindavan in my mind when I chant. Yeah. This is a technique, but what goes on in my life? This is very important. We need to focus. Yes. One can build a real relationship to Krishna through the holy name and yes. Yeah, it just, I want to focus a little on this now. Something just happens. Nilamani said, I develop detachment from material things. It's not planned, it happens. Yeah, we have seen devotees who, for some reason, do stop with the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. They often develop again, attachments to material things and found themselves embarrassed. Ooh, simple things like washing machines and all of a sudden as important as the kingdom of God in their eyes. And they find, ooh, some attachment came. From where did this come? Something happened. I want to tell you about this something happened a little story in regards to Prabhupada. There was once a devotee who really did not want to do any service. He just wanted to eat prasadam and sleep. And now he was actually, devotee started to complain because this devotee was so totally uncooperative. I think you can imagine having someone in the temple who just wants to eat and sleep. It can create some type of, I don't know, you just feel he's not so much part of it all. So it's very interesting how Prabhupada encouraged this devotee. He didn't tell him, do service. He said, please do only one thing. Chant your 16 rounds and eat prasadam and sleep for the rest of the day. Now if you look at this instruction, it sounds a little bit not like Prabhupada. I mean, he spoke so much about devotional service and the importance of devotional service. But if you look on a deeper level, you begin to understand that if a devotee just prays, just chants a sufficient amount of time, and just says, all the time says, please engage me in your service, Krishna will at one point answer the prayers of the devotees. And then automatically this eater and sleeper and chanter will become a servant who engages in service. As you chant, you develop something happens in your heart. You develop a strong desire to do service. And you get service, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, in some ways, induced the devotees, or did something for the fortune of this devotee. Krishna always, especially if you get into serious chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, then Krishna does. So we can see, a lot happens, but I want to focus your attention now on something which even a very, very beginner devotee or a materialist can see. I would say when you chant, what happens when you chant is you make some sound, the sound vibration begins to travel, and it eventually gets into your ears. Do you agree that this is what happens? There's something totally unmystical, something totally, how do you say, objective. It happens with everyone. Someone who chants, the sound vibration leaves his ears, and it gets, leaves his tongue, I'm very sorry, and it gets back to the ears. This is something so basic. However, at this moment, the work of chanting starts. Devotees very often forget this. Please listen very attentively. When you chant, this is what happens to everyone, even to the most unattentive chanter, who is very, very new in spiritual life, or sometimes to the old-timers who chant for a long time but who have not learned the science in the meantime and are not applying the science of Krishna consciousness in their life. Anyone, as they chant, the sound vibration is there and leaves the ear. Now I leave the mouth. Now comes the most important thing for the chanter. He has to now do something with the sound vibration. The work of chanting is not just to produce sound. The actual work of chanting is to receive sound. Can I please repeat this again? Because it is not, unfortunately, it's very simple, but it's not known to many chanters. And that's why they do have so many difficulties in a long time. The issue of chanting, or the point of chanting, is only half to produce the sound. Obviously, we need to produce the sound. But the majority, I would even say 80%, not half, 80% is how do we receive the sound now. In Hari Bhakti Vilas, one tip is given, and we want to write this down for you, is while you, in order to receive the chanting in your heart, you should lovingly meditate about the meaning of the holy name. Lovingly meditate. A very simple meditation, which is very easy, is please accept me. Longer is please accept me in your service. It is so genuine. If you call out with this mood, not just produce a sound, but you develop a certain mood. Please accept me. You will receive the chanting in an entirely different way. Welcome. You are late, but you have come. Some more. Welcome. But please let us close the door. Please accept me. Prabhupada once said this. Prabhupada gave this prayer. Oh, when you get old and you have to wear glasses, it is such a botheration. Please accept me. You have no other prayer. Prabhupada once he said. Then you will be in the right mood that something in your life happens. But if you do not have this loving meditation about Krishna, and you just produce a sound, the sound is not received in your heart. Let me give you an analogy. When you the chanting is something like the cry of the child for the mother. Who of you is a mother? You are. You are also a mother. Wonderful. Here is a becoming mother. Soon, some more months, and then we will have another member of the Goloka Dham community. Then as a mother or father, you hear your child crying out with a certain intensity. You will come. If the child cries, mother, then you don't need to come. But if the child cries out, Mama! You know, Peter! You know, sorry, I have to leave. What I'm doing now, I have to come. When a devotee chants in a certain quality, crying out for Krishna, please accept me, then Krishna will have to come. This is one of the laws of Krishna. He comes to someone who cries out for him. He has to do it. He has no other choice. This is what he said to Draupadi. Draupadi, when you cried for me, then I was coming. Draupadi, you know, had this time of very, very severe testing. She was disrobed in a public assembly. And in the end, Krishna came to her and supplied the dhari to her. Now, next time when Draupadi met Krishna, she said, my lord, I have one question. Why did you wait so long? They were almost successful. You are familiar? You are familiar. And Krishna simply answered, Draupadi, listen to this, to my answer very carefully. He said, in the beginning, you were calling for Bhishma. You said, Hare Krishna, Bhishma, you are the grandsire. One word of you is enough to stop this injustice. So Krishna said, when you called for Bhishma, I said, I am not called. I don't want to push myself. Yep. Let Bhishma help. This is true, Draupadi. Oh, yes, it's true, my lord. Then when Bhishma couldn't help you, you called, oh Krishna, Krishna, Dronacharya, Dronacharya, can't you help me? Drona also turned away. Well, I thought, Drona is called, let Drona answer. I'm not called, why would be impolite if I come, I'm not called. Only when you called, hey Govinda, hey Gopal, only when you called for me, then I came. Do you see the point of Krishna? You need to address him. Don't think it's enough to just, produce a sound. Any machine, click, can produce a sound. Krishna will not come. You must call for the Lord. Now when he comes, when you receive the sound vibration, don't be inattentive. When I think we gave this when we first met at the outside, at the bonfire, I gave you the analogy, if you call for someone, then he comes and then you get out of the back door. What is this? So when you call for Krishna in an attentive way and the Lord comes and you are inattentive, this is an aparat in a thing. Do you agree? Not good. I want to ask you now a question. You need to work on this now. What do you consider obstacles in your chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? The chanting, I have now introduced two other factors. It means to receive Krishna. You call him, and then to receive, you are very attentive. Yes? What is a problem in attentive chanting? This is our question. What do you experience? Your mind. The mind. What happens with your mind, Vishaka? It starts to talk. Sometimes the mind is like a monkey on our shoulder. Grr, 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 grr. I have one driver, hopefully he's not here. Yes, I can talk about him. I have a very nice driver. He's the best person in the universe. But he has a mind which is very strong. When we drive on the car and we are passing and we know we have to take this exit. Or in Britain we have also highways. And I can always see we have to take the exit. And then his mind says, it's not this exit. It's not this exit. Drive past this exit. Drive past this exit. Until finally he did. And I'm next to him. And I like to study the psychic movements of human beings. This is my hidden hobby. To observe people. And I can see his mind talking to him. And he's really fighting. He knows it's the exit. It was on the board. And so on. There is no doubt. And he also has no doubt. But the mind is somehow this driver G has this very active mind. It's the next exit. And I've watched this 10 times now, and he always loses the battle. And now when we come to the exit, I always stop everything which I'm doing in the car and say, it's the right exit. It's the proper exit. Drive here. Drive here. And I'm giving counter-propaganda. And now this is it's an example. Please don't think it's an exaggeration. It sounds so ridiculous, isn't it, that we laugh, but this is what is going on in our mind. You know that you should concentrate. And the mind is, no, don't do it, go here. What do we eat for Pasharim today? What did he say? How is she dressed today? What is new in the university? The mind is just such a Mietkopf. Mietkopf means Reskopf. That it is impossible. My dear devotees, if you want to chant properly rounds, you need to be prepared to fight with your mind. Yoga is not for quibblings. Quibblings is a new word in English language. You can understand what it means when you hear the sound vibration. Quibble, 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 quibble. It is not there in the dictionary. It's a new word. It's a creation. Yoga is not for quibblings. For yoga, you need to bring the functions of the mind to stop. Patanjali says, yoga citta nirudha. Yoga means to bring the waves of the citta, that is the consciousness, the desires, to nirudha, to stop. Any yogi has to do this. Yesterday we heard about Sobari, and he couldn't do it. You know, when he saw the fishes and all, we don't want to repeat before Radha Madan Mohan this embarrassing detail. In your chanting, you will also have to do this. You cannot practice yoga while not practicing yoga. In other words, you cannot escape the challenges which are there on any yoga path. You will be challenged here, you will be challenged there, but the main challenge is, can I concentrate my mind in chanting? I want to ask for some other obstacles which you experience, or which you experience while chanting. What is an obstacle for our attention? Your good name again, I don't know. Vikesh. I will learn, don't worry. Yes, Vikesh. The environment is an obstacle. I would like to get a piece of paper and note these things now down, because I want to say things to a few things. Can someone give me a piece of paper, please? And does someone have an extra pen? Yes? No? Yes. Here is a good paper. Thank you. Raj. And a pen. Extra pen. Yes. Thank you very much. This is a very beautiful pen. Environment. What else is an obstacle to attentive chanting? Your own obstacle, please. Yes, Mataji. Anupama. I learned a new name. Yes? Thank you very, very much. You have given an answer how to overcome an obstacle. That is to focus on the deity while chanting. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives as an advice. But can we please collect also a few more obstacles? Vishaka. Tiredness. Yes. What else is an obstacle to this? You have yogi. You don't feel it. Is it, could we say it a carelessness towards chanting? No taste. No taste. Yes. Who knows this? Who knows that? Our yogi has spoken proper words. Yeah. Offenses is an obstacle. Very good. Other things are more important. Yes. More important things. Yes, yes, our doctor. No faith, or no good faith. Not enough faith, we can say. Not enough faith. Yes, ooh, that's a big one. Yes, Maharaji, what is your good name? Vandana. Wow, you have the name for chanting. You should chant from morning till evening with such a good name. Vandanam Praya. Yes, Vandana. Yes, you have no time. No real time. No real time. Mm-hmm. Yes. Do we actually... How many rounds you chant? Someone chants 8 rounds. He should measure that time. What is the 8 rounds? Maybe 8 rounds is an hour. Or a little less than an hour. And you need to plan your day in such a way that you have a good hour. A peaceful hour. Yeah. What else is an obstacle? Yes. What is your good name, please? Manish. A very good name. Like Manushya. A human being, yeah. Oversleeping. Yeah. Aha, when you oversleep, when you sleep too much, this is a very interesting yoga point, oversleeping. You're too much sleeping, and then, yes, then the mind is becoming so much more active in the dreamland, in the fantasy land. Oversleeping. Yes, your name? Saju. 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 Becoming mechanical due to over-familiarity. Yes. Ooh. Familiar due to overfat. Yes. Yes. Let us ask the one who just came in, because that is very good exercise. Would you mind if we asked you a question? What do you is your main obstacle in attentive chanting? Because see, now she has not heard what we all said, so we will focus on what? Main obstacle in attentive chanting. Yeah, thinking something is more important. Have you noticed for our Mataji, it was difficult because she was not in the workshop flow. I know you had other services to do. It's not because of this. It's a principle. When we all work on something and we keep our minds there, it's much easier for us to come to realizations and so on. More important things. Mm-hmm. What is else is an obstacle? Jean-Philippe. Distraction. He's from France. Yeah. Yes. Reshma. No, the name is Vijeta. Vijeta, sorry. Feeling there is no result. Yes. No result. Okay. Yes, there was one Mataji next Vijeta. What is your good name? Bhavati. Wonderful. Short attention span. It just gets stretched out like a gummy, you know, the attention. Short attention span. Yeah. Eating onion and garlic. You eat that? No, we need personal, thing. Yes, it gets too much passion in your blood. Vanilla man. Yes, trying to do other things. This is like inattention, or distraction. It's like distraction, isn't it? Trying to do other things. You're distracted. I'm distracted here. I'm distracted there. I'm the chanting monster. Yes. Yeah. Monica? I couldn't acoustically put. Not being able to work early up in the morning. Wake up. My dear devotees, this sounds so physical. You think, well, what does this have to do with chanting? It is simply a fact. If you do not get up in the morning to chant your rounds in the morning time, you just don't get it done very nicely. This little discipline we have to give to get up. I must say, I have terrible problems with this personally, because my service always goes late in the night. And for instance, when I come here to the project, I just have slept every day like 3 hours or so. I'm so tired. And then I can't get up here also very early because my rhythm is totally destroyed. But one has to try. And I'm totally dedicated to do this, because it's simply a fact. These morning hours, they just help you. Please try. Make an experiment. There are many obstacles. And you will only get the strength to work hard on overcoming these obstacles if you read a little bit about the glories of the Holy Name. See, please write this down. This will be tips for you. Read about the glories of the Holy Name. Especially, it is said, you should read about the life of Haridas Thakur as an example for good chanting. And this is so important. When you are in the obstacle zone, when you fight with obstacles, there is a time where you give up fighting, isn't it? And you say, well, anyways, everyone chants like this. And I saw so-and-so Swami, he fell asleep when he was chanting. All right, you become accustomed to the fact, and you accept the fact that you are a bad chanter. But if you allow yourself to stay in this frame of mind and stop endeavoring, if you allow Maya to take over, then you have no chance in Krishna consciousness. You will most probably drag on for a few more years, and then you will leave the process. doesn't work. Do not agree to be a bad chanter. This is the first, when you see your obstacles, you should see there's something seriously wrong in my spiritual life, and you need at that moment to fight with it. See, if you chant for many years without overcoming the obstacles, something happens. The Holy Name takes away His mercy. He's no longer present in the Holy Name, and you cannot feel any taste when chanting. This is very serious. That's why Prabhupada wanted to protect us by inviting us to take vows at initiations in regards to chanting, so that even if we chant bad rounds, we chant at least, we do not stop chanting. But the normal result is someone who does not feel any result in chanting, he will stop. And the interesting thing is, Krishna also at one stage, for the negligent chanter, will not be present any longer in the chanting. Krishna will say, I try to save this person. He has called for me, but I have not come, I have come all this, but he has simply ignored me. And at one time Krishna doesn't come any longer. And a very important point. Imagine, have you ever had something like unanswered love? Is this an English word? What? Unrequited? Never heard of it. Unacquainted? This word. When it means you love someone but nothing comes back, right? How do you feel after some time? Horrible. And then you feel like, okay, I cannot go to this person. I can't live my life like this. Always going, making a loving offer that here is a pizza. No! Then you will stop going to that person, isn't it? So this happens if Krishna sees that you are not trying to fight with the obstacles which are there in the conditions. So after some time, he just doesn't come any longer. Bhaktivinoda Thakur described this, that you are only chanting the alphabet name, the alphabets of the name, but the sweet name of Krishna is no longer present. Isn't that terrible? His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj once gave a very, very interesting seminar. He spoke, when you are a sportsman and you are not training your arm because it is in a cast. After some time, when the cast is taken off, you cannot use the arm any longer. It was too long in a cast. This state is called in English atrophy. Have you heard this word? Atrophy. So when you stop to chant and you do not continue to chant while trying to avoid the offenses and the aparadhas, after some time your chanting will come in a state of atrophy where you just can't revive it any longer so easy. Therefore, my dear Pandava Senas, please, whatever rounds you chant, do this. It is very important. It is important for your spiritual survival. Don't allow to come in an atrophy state. Those who have chanted 16 rounds, those who have vowed to chant 16 rounds, must know if for a long time they don't chant 16 rounds, it will be very hard for them to go back. Very, very hard. When you miss one day your 16 rounds, it's easy to make it up. 2 days, much difficult. 3 days. In the Hare Krishna movement, we have some people who have not chanted their rounds for a long time, and you can see the spiritual, something goes, and they can't go back so easily, even if they wish, because they understand. Holy Name may take His mercy away from us. And this is very bad. Now I want to come to the positive high point of the seminar. I want to now ask, what can we do to make our chanting better? Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains a list of things, but I will give this at the end because I don't want to influence your thought. Can you please give answers from your own experience? Have you sometimes done something to make your chanting better? Anyone has done, obviously. But what has helped you at a state? Marisha. Chanting in the association of good chanters. This we will now, maybe we make a different sheet. Do we have enough sheet? We have. This will be our encouragement list. Please write it down. Encouragement list. This is the most important part of the seminar. I only brought you through the other steps so that you can work sincerely on this. And please know, here you can profit from the experience of others. Marisha has said, going in the association of good chanters. Could you give an illustration of this? Yeah, it helped me. This is a good thing to chant when Prabhupada is chanting with the tape. We will do this after a while. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, when you do Harinam, there should be at least one pure devotee amongst the Harinam chanters so that Krishna is attracted. Because there is this problem that someone who chants offensive, he may only chant the alphabet. Interesting, isn't it? When we make our Harinam party, we should always see that a pure chanter is there. Like Bhakta Priya or so, we should invite him to come. or we should invite Sandeep, our chairman. yes, Madhavi. Yes. You remind yourself how you were chanting. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says you should chant in a joyful mood. Have you seen the new devotees? Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they really feel something. You should chant in a joyful mood. And it sometimes helps when you think back how you joined. This is what I like so much when the Pandava Senas, you enjoy chanting at least kirtan so much. Even an old useless chanter like me gets life when I'm in your association. Yeah, I've seen this joy. Chanting is a joyful process, and if it helps you to think back, well, when I joined, these were the good times, and so on. Yes, I saw our birthday child, Arati. Today you will give him special. Yes, what helped you, Arati? Yeah. Cooperate. So, to pray to Krishna, Srimati Radharani and Krishna, but also to I would say, let us say, would you be comfortable to request the mind? You don't really pray, my dear Supreme Personality of Mind. you request the mind, please, some cooperation. I often do this. When you see the mind going wild, you are a yogi. You should understand, well, this is too much, and you should separate yourself from the mind. He said, don't do this to me now, please. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have to see that I don't always take the same. People, Gopi Manjari had a point. To look at the read at the yes, please. Please write, those who take notes, write this down, because it might help you at some stage. Read the Maha Mantra. Do you know what Gaur Kishordas Babaji says about this point? He says, when you, while chanting, you should do nothing else than look at the letters of the mantra. And then he said, at one time, the vision will change and you will see the pastimes emerging from the letter. Isn't it sometimes when you read, like, here's Vijayta, she likes to read Krishna books, she told me yesterday. So when you read and then for a moment you pause and you have a picture in your mind, isn't it, of what is described? Isn't it? This is when we read, do you also have this sometimes? When you pause, there is like, you read Krishna in the morning, and you see the morning sun enters the forest of Vrindavan, and his lotus footprints are printed into the dust of Braj. And you, some picture comes, some, so when you chant, you should read while you chant the mantra as you are chanting along. And then something will come, a picture can come from the letters. This is a very mystical process. Please try it. Yes. You have such an interesting and different accent. To smile, aha! This is a very unusual practice. You smile? Why? It comes from inside? This is with it, you're following back to Vinod Thakur, chant joyfully. Yeah. With joyfulness, it is like this, you can't force it. I remember once I was in Belgrade at the TV show, and I'm known as someone who can smile. I've lost the smile the last 5 years a little bit, but I know it will come back again because our movement will become better. But usually I used to smile when I was 5 years ago, the whole day. I was so happy. I've lost this, unfortunately, but this is life. But usually I can smile, when I'm smile, so this journalist came to me and he said, I'm very sorry, but don't think it's a foolish, please don't think it's a foolish question, but in my profession I need to smile. How do you always smile so much? You are so good on TV. Do you know that you have a TV appeal like anything? I said, I don't think so, because I look so strange for many people, you know, with this dress. But it doesn't matter. Your dress is not the problem. You can smile, and then you win everyone over with your smile. If I could smile, I would get, like you, I would get, how is it? Promotion. I would get a promotion, and I would get a good... Teach me how to smile like this. Let us sit before the mirror and then tell me what muscles you use. And I said, I'm sorry, it has to come from within. It must come from within. Otherwise, it looks like a monster face. You must practice Krishna consciousness very attentively. Chant your rounds without fail. This is the secret. Yes. Joyfulness, but joyfulness is very, very important. So that it can come from within. What worked? Bhakta Priya. Yes, there are very good books out, and this begging for the nectar of the holy name is something which I highly recommend. I read this book and it made a whole turn in my life. We can order this from Krishnamurti. Vishnumurti, even. Begging for the nectar of the holy name. I have given this to many dead chanters whose chanting had become dead over the years, and they said, thank you, this really saved our chanting. It's written in this usual thoughtful style which he, Maharaj, uses, and very honest and so on. Who knows the book? Yes. Wasn't it nice literature when you read? It really put you on the track to really go in the right mood, to really beg, please, engage me. It's also good. Japa walks, japa talks. And japa reform is there. Japa walks, japa talks. I have it, but I have not yet read it. Is it good? It's good, yes. So we should read this also. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, so two things. The meditation is my lifeline, my spiritual lifeline, and you submerge yourself. This was very impressive. You sounded like an old man from Bavaria. No problem. This is so the second is to meditatively enter the stream, the Ganga-like stream of chanting. To bathe in the holy name. What a nice meditation. What else helps? Jean-Philippe. I try to chant with clear and sweet voice. C'est bien. Yes, this is expressed also. You should pronounce the sound vibration very clearly. Prabhupada used to say you should chant with all, with upper and lower lips. Moving. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. See, if you are not feeling like this, see it as a service to Krishna's holy name, to pronounce the holy name in a clear way. See it as service. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Don't exaggerate it, but something must be there. Yes, Sita, you are. What helped you? Wonderful. This is actually a yoga practice. To fix, to close the eyes and fix it on the top of the nose. It calms the mind. It's a mechanical thing. This is also what you do in Gayatri Mantra chanting. You focus your attention. And then it goes. So here we find a yogi, a female yogi, yogini, far out. So this is a mechanical process, mechanical yoga. She is fixing her attention on the tip of her nose. Wonderful. From where did you get this? Heard it somewhere and then did it. Yes. Wonderful. Yes. Chanting by looking at the deity or a form of Krishna. Photo. Yes, photo. Wonderful. Ajay, this is very much recommended by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yes, Vijayata. Then you, yes. Yeah. Aha, if it's harmful for the eyes, maybe, that you, after some time, go like, I do not know, some of you can look, what is it called? When it, cross-eyed Charlie. There was a cartoon in Germany, which I read when I was young. Der schielende Charlie, yes. Yes. No. Now this is very healthy. Nothing. Look at me, Vijayata. I will look at the tip of the nose. I don't look cross-eyed, no. You can say if I do. Huh? You can't see the eye. No, it's not pain. Not the, I know that maybe someone, nobody will marry you with the, after this practice. Don't worry. There's no harm. There's no, absolutely no harm. Yeah. Yes, this is what we, you know, after this practice you come out like, no harm. No problem with you, huh? Yeah. No. Sita wears glasses, but it's not from this practice. It's just some of us need glasses. I had this devotee. Yes, sorry, I forgot you. Please. Chanting with Tulsi. Please note it down. Tulsi Devi has such an effect on our chanting. In the Purana, there is a glorification of Srimati Tulsi Devi, glorifying her that even if you don't know about her potency, she will nevertheless act. The story is beautiful, and you have to tell it to your parents so that you get a Tulsi in your house. Once there was a Vaishnav who lived next to, who was a tenant. He rented some land which was next to the land of the farmer, the landlord. So this Vaishnava knew that on the land of the farmer there was some tulsi plants. And every day he came to the farmer and said, can you please give me a tulsi plant? The farmer was an atheist and he saw no reason. One day, it was the death day of the karma, the day where the farmer was supposed to die. The farmer remembered, oh, I have this Vaishnav neighbor. He's a religious man. I mean, he's a good man, but he wants a tulsi, one of these plants. Okay. Today I will bring him, because he's a good man, I mean, and he always paid his rent and fruits and whatever he got from the garden, I will give him a tulsi today. So it was his death day. He went out where the tulsi plants grew, So with the spade, you need to make a circle around. Now, because it was his death day and he was supposed to die from the bite of a cobra, the cobra had already gone there in the morning. It was under the tulsi bush waiting for the farmer to come, and he came. So he started to dig. As he was digging, the cobra was coming close. Working herself up into an envious rage, producing a lot of poison on the lay. And then it was time to bite. As the cobra was about to bite, she felt the protective influence of Srimati Tulsi Devi. She tried to bite, but she couldn't come through this influence. But this time, two Yamadutas appeared on the scene, invisibly to the farmer, and screamed to the cobra, "Bite! You want to take him? Bite! Bite!" The cobra threw her head around and said, "I want to, but I can't! Something is here which keeps me back." So by this time, the atheistic farmer, who did not see the subtle reality of the Yamadutas and who did not see the cobra, was ready, and he put the tulasi plant into a burlap bag she had brought. The cobra took this chance and also swept in the burlap bag, because she was ordained by the laws of karma to bite this atheist. So she thought, something didn't work here, but my chance will come. So the farmer brought the tulsi plus the cobra to the Vaishnav and took the plant out. And the Vaishnav was very happy. Very, very happy. He said, "You have brought Tulsi Devi into my life. You are my friend. Do you know the power of Tulsi Devi? Anyone who serves Tulsi Devi by digging her, by watering water, by touching the earth, he is the natural death is avoided. It is not being able to strike." The atheist, come on, please don't preach to me now. I've done you a neighborly favor. This is all. Now please don't misuse your life and preach to me. I don't want to hear this." The Vaishnava at this moment saw that the burlap bag had a suspicious curve in it. There was something in it, and it looked like the body of a cobra. So the Vaishnava said, "No, don't think I'm imagining." And then he got this intuition. Today would have been the day where you would have been bitten by the bite of an angry hissing cobra. "How do you want to know this? I will take the plant with me if you continue to preach to me." "No, please don't be agitated," said the Vaishnava. "Look in this bag. There is a cobra, and this cobra was supposed to bite you." "There is no cobra in this bag, you fool." And the farmer went in the bag with his hand. He pulled his hand out, and he saw how the cobra was around it, twisted around it, and looked from him from above. And the Yamadutas again came, "Bite! Bite! The sinful wretch has to be..." And again the same thing. The cobra turned around. "I can't bite! Something is stopping me! It's not possible!" The farmer was convinced afterwards. He was convinced. Tulsi is so powerful. especially when you chant the Tulsi, then, my dear devotees, you will feel the protective influence of Tulsi Devi to give you Krishna consciousness. Try it. Don't do it because I say, try it. Even if you cannot have a Tulsi, you can have a picture of your favorite Tulsi plant. Will you try? Try. Who said about Tulsi? Thank you. You have said a very important thing. Yes, I have to see. Navin Krishna, you have not yet enlightened us today. What helps in chanting? What helps you? Because I know Navin Krishna Prabhu, whenever I have seen him, and I've seen him for many years now, he's always very busy in arranging things. When I see you in the manor, you go into the UKLM office. Now it's no longer there, but it used to be the passionate heart of London. Do you remember? Bhushuti and Sitaram and who's another one? This who got initiated, very nice, Pradyumna Prabhu. Ooh, they were really stirring it up. And Navin Krishna was always going in there, getting enlivened and also worked up in the modes. What helps? Service and coupled with chanting. Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Regular reading. Yes. This is very important, regular service. Because see, you can't, you can't sit down for chanting and then ignore the rest of your life. The rest of your life will knock at the door of your chanting when you sit down for the 2 hours. All the thoughts, all the impossible relationships will knock at the door, try to divert your attention. Therefore, you must live an eterna life of service and reading also. Yes, we have almost come to the end. Please contribute more. There was one Madhavi Gopi Manjari I saw, and our doctor was there, and your good name? Reshma. You were the famous Reshma. Yes. 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 Gopi Manjari. Yeah. What do you repent? Chanting in a repentant mood. It is said there are few fires in this world. There is a fire which burns wood. There is the atomic fire which melts everything. Then there is the fire of karma or lust which burns your sense of discrimination. And there is also the fire of repentance which burns your old mistakes. It's a very powerful fire. Don't think you are so good, in other words, but regret what you have done. Mm-hmm. Our doctor, what is your name? Dean. Huh? Dean. Dr. Dean, yes. Yeah. It is very, very powerful, and we want to investigate on this. I want to build soon a few groups of chanters to end this seminar where we chant together. It is very interesting. I believe it started in Radha Gopinath temple, where a lot of revolutionary things have started. The devotees sit in a group and chant in a group, and somehow this group chanting gives them strength to concentrate better. It's a concentrated effort, and yes, I spoke with, it's of course good if we have a tulasi plant in the midst of a group, but we can sit together. Now when you sit together, it's, the idea is not a social sitting together where you exchange smiles and you know, that's not the idea. The idea is to concentrate each one of his own. It's something like birds flying together in the sky and giving themselves support. Mm-hmm. We will do this workshop in a minute. I will build some groups and then we will sit together and try to chant together. Yes, Bhuta Bhavana. A chanting nut diary. Yeah. To deal with the offenses in a positive way, that is, instead of offending Vaishnavas, I praise Vaishnavas. Have you ever felt good in praising Vaishnavas? Have you noticed how almost mysteriously your heart begins to shine? Your heart chakra opens to express it in it. Very good. I forgot to call upon Reshma. Please don't be angry with me. Mm-hmm. Time management for chanting. When is this correct? Or did you? Yeah. Yeah. So you know ahead what is coming, and then you say, well, this will be a busy day, so I will get up earlier. Yeah. I think there's something more in what you express, but prioritize the agenda. Mm-hmm. Yes. I want to, there's someone else, Nadia behind me, did I see your finger? Yes. That's a very good one. Awareness that we are dependent on Krishna's mercy. There's a very to end this seminar where we chant together. It is very interesting. I believe it started in Radha Gopinath temple, where a lot of revolutionary things have started. The devotees sit in a group and chant in a group, and somehow this group chanting gives them strength to concentrate better. It's a concentrated effort, and yes, I spoke with, it's of course good if we have a tulasi plant in the midst of a group, but we can sit together. Now when you sit together, it's, the idea is not a social sitting together where you exchange smiles and you know, that's not the idea. The idea is to concentrate each one of his own. It's something like birds flying together in the sky and giving themselves support. Mm-hmm. We will do this workshop in a minute. I will build some groups and then we will sit together and try to chant together. Yes, Buddha Bhavana. A chanting diary. Yeah. To deal with the offenses in a positive way, that is, instead of offending Vaishnavas, I praise Vaishnavas. Have you ever felt good in praising Vaishnavas? Have you noticed how almost mysteriously your heart begins to shine? Almost your heart chakra opens to express it, isn't it? Very good. Now, I forgot to call upon Reshma. Please don't be angry with me. Time management for chanting. When is this correct? Yeah. So you know ahead what is coming, and then you say, well, this will be a busy day, so I will get up earlier. Yeah? I think there's something more in what you express. But prioritize the gender. Yes. I want to. There's someone else, Nadia, behind you. Did I see your finger? Yeah. That's a very good one. Awareness that we are dependent on Krishna's mercy. There's a very good attitude. This is what it means to chant in a humble state of mind. I'm actually not the controller. I'm dependent on Krishna. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's main tip, really, how to do chanting. To enter into this mood. In the Chishastakam, he gives a verse. He says how a devotee feels dependent on Krishna. Ayinanda tanuya kintaram patitam mam vishame bhavam buddho tava kripaya pada pankaja sthita dhuli sagarisham vichintaya. That I have fallen into this dreadful ocean of birth and death, my Lord. I'm actually yours. Please now pick me up from this ocean of death and make me a part of your, fix me as a particle of dust of your lotus feet. I feel, is it also important, Harinam chanting? It is said when you are in a stuck with your chanting, sing and dance with devotees in Harinam. This really cures it also. Our master of ceremonies, you have not given your secret away, and we feel bereft of it. What helps you? Yeah. This time I'm going to chant a regular time. Regular time. I wish to now make an experiment with you. I want to request you to form groups of chanters. I would say around 5. Let me ask our pujari. Oh, Pujariji, Pujariji is gone? Yeah, Pujariji, yeah. This is Krishna, right? Krishna is, yeah. Pujariji is very absorbed, yeah. 10 minutes, yes, Krishna. Wann machen wir denn den Karten zu? Könnten wir ihn vorher zu machen? Ja, dann kannst du alles schon so machen und so. Ja, weil wir wollen so, dass du nicht mit dem Rücken sehen willst. Ja. It is a good time. Krishna is getting ready to take to eat, so we can say goodbye to him. Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Okay, so please form these groups of, I would say, up to five. The Mataji is in one group, and one thing, you need to bring your bead back. Maybe should we make a pause of, has everyone his bead back there? Yes? Then we can do immediately. Okay. So please find yourself in groups of five and build a circle. Yes, like a round table. And is there someone who can operate the... Yes, Bhakta Priya Prabhu, du musst das Tape gleich anstellen. There is also a list of very nice prayers from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. You know what every holy name means. I think it's here. Here, yes. Oh, Radhe. I will tell this to everyone. Yes. I lose the... They are so temperamental. I have to say it. Yes. So, Hare Krishna, oh Hari Bol. Hare Krishna, if you wish to participate, please find yourself a group of about five, six is also all right, or four is all right. We will really try to... this really looks like Mayapur, yes. Very nice. Yes, greater groups are also all right. You have made a larger group. It is... My dear devotees, may I have your full attention? The brother of Monica is sharing things. Please, yes. What we will do now is, we will do something which is a little unusual for us. We will just listen to Prabhupada chanting without chanting ourselves. This is how Prabhupada chanted in the early days with his devotees. Let us just listen for a moment. You can remain seated as you are, the way Srila Prabhupada chants. Yes, please. Please listen only. As you listen, please try to imagine the situation. Prabhupada must sit with several of his disciples and also newcomers and devotees together, and he's there. He seems to be concentrated, isn't it? If you, it's a concentrated chanting. See the situation before your eyes. Be there, in other words. you have seen many pictures of Srila Prabhupada. You have seen some of them chanting. Maybe you can picture Srila Prabhupada with the devotees chanting. And please, while doing this, listen. Very much. I think as you imagine the situation, and you can also hear a little bit better because you can conceive of or perceive Prabhupada chanting in a better way. So now I wish to request all of you to make the exercise I think we will chant for about 10 minutes or so. Yes, I will look at the watch. Or do you think we should chant a whole round together? Yes, would be helpful. So we will chant a whole round together. Now it's very important that while we chant, please do not please try to avoid, this is how to say it best, to have a communication with others at the moment, like looking at them, smiling at them, even if it's nice and you want to make the sign, no need. Just try to be for yourself while being at the same time in the group of chanters. Is the task ahead of you clear? It is almost a meditative process. You try to concentrate as much as possible on your rounds, but of course you are aware that you are in these round tables or round chairs and you chant there. And please try to give it your best of attention. Should your mind wander, which is likely to happen, do not worry, and just bring the wandering mind back to the chanting. And you can also listen when you find, you can listen to Prabhupada chanting. Chant in the presence of Srila Prabhupada. So I wish you a wonderful round. We will just chant, yes, Dean has a question. Yeah, very good. So this is true. Chant, don't chant too loud. Don't go like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Not like this. Be aware, that's why the group thing is there. You have to be aware that you are in a group. But concentrate. You can hear, they are all chanting in the same sound, the devotees who chant with Prabhupada. There is no one who goes like, in a very loud way, who chants in a very loud way. David? Yes, do we chant in, yes, it's very important, very, thank you very, very much. We chant in individual speed. It's not that, sometimes we have japa workshops where we all chant together, in the same speed. Hare Krishna, the whole group. This we did also in Ireland. This is not the point of this exercise. This is trying to experience the group energy, which is done in our Vaishnava tradition. Yes? It's clear. Do you think your question, you want to ask the question or later? Later. Good. Then please take your seat. Alright. Is everyone clear about the task ahead of us? Yes. So now we will chant one thing together, all in a group. Our Bhakta Priya, please a little bit softer the chanting of Prabhupada. Mm-hmm. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shiva Shadi Gaur Bhakta Vinda